Welcome to GovIT, a monthly podcast series from TD SYNNEX Public Sector, where we discuss the next generation of public sector IT solutions with the technology innovators driving the change. I'm your host, Tom Temin. Each month, we explore a different technology, what it is, and how it can help public sector organizations achieve their modernization goals and accomplish their missions. In this episode, we're sitting down with IBM's Office of Privacy and Responsible Technology Program Manager, Anesha Parker, and with TD SYNNEX Public Sector's IBM Data and AI Strategy Business Manager, Jared Goff, to discuss integrating ethics into artificial intelligence. Anesha and Jared, good to have you with us.
Hello, thank you.
Happy to be here.
And let's get right into it. Everybody is talking about artificial intelligence and especially the responsible use of it. From your perspective, and we'll start with you, Jared, what do you mean by responsible AI?
I'll start by saying the hype around AI, generative AI in particular, is very real. What we're already seeing being accomplished with this technology makes me very excited for the future of our industry and honestly humanity. However, for those outcomes to be positive and applicable for our growth, it's extremely important that we are in the know of what is being produced by our AI applications. So for me, responsible AI comes down to two things: awareness and accountability. Be vigilant, know your users, know your use cases, know your data inputs, and own that output. After all, you're accountable for whatever it is those AI applications do.
Anesha?
I agree 100% with you, Jared. The first thing that comes to mind when I hear responsible AI is trust, right? And when you're talking about trust in technology, me as a consumer, I want to make sure the AI that I'm using, or even better yet, the AI that's using my data, is both fair and transparent. At IBM, the mission of responsible AI is pushed through our culture of AI ethics at IBM. And with a technology as powerful and rapidly evolving as AI, trust and the ethical principles you hold against it is pretty critical. So everything you hit, I 100% agree. We published our principles of trust and transparency in 2018. So we have a history of making this a priority. And it's really emphasized our commitment to developing and deploying technology responsibly.
And of course, Congress hems and haws and discusses the idea of regulation, but they really are not quite sure what they think the regulation should look like yet. So we have an absence of regulation at this point. How then should a government agency that is going to deploy AI in some fashion go about making sure that they are responsible in how they do it? Sounds like data is a big part of it, the selection of data.
Certainly. I would say this: you have to have a proactive approach to govern oneself. Just because the regulations aren't out there, they're not codified, that doesn't mean you're off the hook. I would say think about your organization's core values and, use those values to lay out your own policies and guidelines that uphold them.
Yeah, and I love this question because it really targets how you can put those principles and values that you talked about, Jared, into practice. AI as a technology itself is not inherently good or bad, and it's also not inherently beneficial or risky. It's how you use it. And some use cases present higher risks than others. So when you look at deploying AI responsibly, to me, it's kind of encapsulated in the theme of AI governance. And AI governance, at least at IBM, we see it as a two-prong approach, right? You have your organizational AI governance, which can embody an AI ethics board, a centralized use case review process, education that's disseminated down to your developers so they can understand how to develop and design technology with the thought of ethics at the front. And then you also have that AI model governance, governing the actual deployment of the technology, how the data is used, the data clearance process, the entire model lifecycle management, and then that piece when regulation does come into play. How are you keeping compliant of your AI systems? All of that, I think it's really a two-prong approach. And at IBM, I'm lucky that our Office of Privacy and Responsible Technology takes on that mission.
And just to follow up, I would think that you would want to have a pretty wide-ranging team, not just the data officers or the CIO, but the program owners, people that represent the users eventually of this, so that you make sure every point of view is included. And that would get you closer to an ethical and responsible deployment, fair to say?
You're spot on. And even in that body, that AI ethics board that I mentioned, I mean, you have people across various disciplines to weigh in their various perspectives, because, you know, what may be considered a higher risk to one area of the business may not be in another area. So you come in together to have that cross collaboration to share, you know, how risk can be mitigated. That's where the benefit is.
All right. Well, then what are your top takeaways? You know, I'm an agency. I'm listening. I want to go about this. I'm listening to IBM at the moment. What do I need to know as an agency? What are your top giveaways or my takeaways to emphasize that make sure people go about this right from the beginning and don't get off the course at the outset?
Yeah. So you guys, that follow-up question actually kind of hit on it, right? The key is don't wait. AI is already being used in your organization. As you listen to this broadcast, somebody is using it for something that they use in their everyday job. So make sure that you're getting all those stakeholders involved. You know, cast that net pretty wide. You know, you don't want to not catch everything that's being used. But also, you know, you're not on an island. It's not like AI is something that you have to go and do all by yourself. You know, work with your peers, work within your network, and work with the technology partners that you trust already. Every single person in those groupings all benefit from your success. It's a shared success in AI. It's more trust in AI. It's more innovation in AI. So we all benefit when we win. So it's a great situation to be in.
Yeah, and I'd have to build on that. You know, we talked about the absence of regulation. What can you do? But regulation is also here. The U.S. Executive Order, the EU AI Act, you know, those initiatives are coming to fruition very, very quickly. And so now is the time to focus on your AI governance approach. We're lucky here at IBM that, you know, we have the mission of that two-prong approach of the organizational AI governance and the AI model governance. We have a product suite that now helps us to build out that approach in even more detail. The WatsonX product suite, .AI, .data, .governance, all of them enable us to fulfill our mission of an integrated governance program, not only ensuring the compliance of privacy and data, but now AI as it goes through that lifecycle.
Anesha Parker is Program Manager in IBM's Office of Privacy and Responsible Technology. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
And Jared Goff is Strategic Business Manager for IBM Data and AI at TD SYNNEX Public Sector. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
For more information on integrating ethics in AI with IBM and TD SYNNEX Public Sector, please visit IBM.com. You've been listening to GovIT from TD SYNNEX Public Sector. We'll be back soon with more public sector IT content. I'm Tom Temin.